faithful is faithful unto death, and he receives a crown of life. The good king knew he would be true in the test. He allowed this calamity to bring his pilgrim into the celestial city much sooner than Christian. The king sent his shining ones to carry faithful soul to the gate of the city. A great reception awaits with trumpet fanfare. Angels are on every hand to welcome this pilgrim into heaven.
Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord.
Christian is given a way of escape in this time of temptation. The good king rewards him with another pilgrim to travel with. As Christian is exiting the outer gate of Vanity Fair, a young man runs quickly to meet him. His name is Hopeful, and he asks if he can journey on to the celestial city with him. After he witnessed the death of Faithful, he is convinced that the celestial city is very real. He tells Christian of the angelic glow on Faithful's face as he knelt in the execution ring in the town square. His eyes were steadfast to the skies, and Hopeful also looked up. He caught the faint sight of a golden city with white gates shining from beyond the clouds. Hopeful knows it had to be the celestial city. Christian is thrilled to have another friend join him. Hopeful promises he will be honest and brave in all they face. The two journey through many adventures, but never fail to stay on the king's path. Soon they are refreshed in the Valley of Peace and rest there. They feast on luscious fruits that hang heavily in the orchard. Figs and grapes do plenteous grow in this fertile place. But it is now time to move on.
We are entering the enchanted ground, and Evangelist warned me not to fall asleep there. It is where we will grow sleepy after the long journey. We cannot afford to fall asleep at any time, for the enemy will ambush us.
We can keep each other awake and alert. No sleeping allowed. Look, someone is coming to join us.
Where are you two going?
We are going to the celestial city. It is the city of the good king.
Ha 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 ha! What a joke! You fools! Have you really traveled all this way without finding out the truth?
What truth?
There is no king, and no celestial city. That's the truth.
Oh, but there is a celestial city, and a king. We have heard about it from the king's own servants and evangelist.
You act like such a gullible child. Come now, listen to reason. I am quite a bit older and wiser than you, if I may be so bold to say so. Long, long ago, I heard the same old story. I went looking for the King City just like you are. It's not there. Listen to this old pilgrim and turn around. The journey is a waste of time.
Oh, Christian, do you think he's speaking the truth? It sounds true to me.
No, Hopeful. He is lying to us and trying to deceive us. Your name is Unbelief. I remember you from the City of Destruction. Be gone, or I will cut you in pieces with my sword.
You fools!
Let's go on, Hopeful. We are entering the enchanted ground, so we must hurry through. It is not protected by fences in these beautiful meadows. If we fall asleep here, we are easy prey to robbers.
Soul, take thine ease. I am so sleepy. My eyes keep shutting every minute. Huh. Let's sit down and rest. You go on. Go on without me if you want.
Not here, Hopeful. Hopeful, shake yourself. You are forgetting our resting shall be over there in the Celestial City. Not here. Don't go to sleep now. We have almost made it through.
Oh, I'm trying. I'm trying to shake myself, but it's so hard.
We can only rest when the king makes a place. He is the one who gives rest to the weary and faint-hearted. Just a little farther. We have just a few more steps.
Finally, we made it. I feel energized and ready to go on. Thank you, Christian, for getting me through that sluggish time. I am so glad I had you to keep me going.